Watch you spill your beans, Tommy. Watch you spill your beans.
Back, and we have a very special guest in studio. It's Dan. This is the Tommy John Show, and it's the Spooktacular.
Oh, God.
What's up, man?
What's up? Hey, how's it? How is it?
It's good, man. Just, you know, it's Halloween week. We're getting spooky. This is the Tommy John Spooktacular. I don't know if we've ever really recorded the week of Halloween before.
I don't know. I don't have a great memory, so maybe. We could have recorded on Halloween.
Maybe.
But we don't remember.
Yeah, man, we got a good show. It's going to be really spooky. Honestly, it's a little wet out there, and I don't know if Dan's going to be able to go home. You ain't going nowhere tonight. But yeah, I don't know. What are you doing? He's pretending to talk, and
well, that's because I'm live in studio.
Okay. We're eating some Nerds clusters.
They're delicious.
They're really good.
They're
man.
Fantastic.
It's basically like Nerds rope, and but little clusters and covered in Nerds.
They're really good. They
kind of look like the coronavirus.
they kind of do, but they don't taste like it.
Mm-mm.
Not
that we know of.
Yeah, well, neither of us had it. I've been tested.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you passed? You failed.
I was negative.
Negative?
It was a negative result.
Yeah, I was tested too. I got a negative result. Maybe I'll get tested again. Who knows?
Let's hope for the best.
It's real spooky out there. Things
it's
are
rainy. Did you hear that rain earlier?
Yeah, I did. I did. And then
is it? There it is again. I'm probably not leaving.
You're probably not leaving at all.
I'm
man.
Probably not going.
Holy
to
smokes.
Be able to go.
Yeah, you're gonna have to stay here tonight.
Yeah, with the ghosts.
Scary.
Did we mention there were ghosts?
But there's ghosts. There are ghosts. Yeah. Did you hear that? I don't know. There's something going on here. But actually, I did. Before, there's something spooky that happened here.
Where?
Well, two spooky things have happened this month.
This month?
So I made a cocktail a couple weeks ago.
That is spooky. You drink beer.
I'm a beer guy normally. And I made a cocktail, and it wasn't a carbonated cocktail. It was just a martini, a gin martini. And I had it was a shaker. I had the top on the shaker. And I put it down, and we're sitting at the table. We're playing like a game or something like that. And all of a sudden, the top pops up like a foot in the air and just like lands down. Like, and there was no carbonation in there. It was just
the top of your what?
The shaker. You know how like they have like almost like a shot glass, uh-huh. A metal shot glass on top of the shaker.
Was there ice in it?
There not anymore. I mean, I guess some ice had melted, maybe little bits.
Is it metal?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the metal could have...
Maybe it got cold and then it got warm.
Or the condensation could have slipped up to the point where it holds it on by force. You know, usually just the pressure of the smaller one being a little bit bigger as you slide it up. So yeah. The condensation slid it up and then...
Could be it.
Maybe. Or ghosts.
You never know. You never know.
I think ghosts.
And then the other spooky thing is... We have a TV downstairs that we rarely turn on.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't turned it on in a while. I came downstairs one morning and it was on. So I don't know if ghosts are just...
Maybe someone's just living here.
Could be.
Just who could that be?
Who could it be?
Yeah.
Who could it be now? By Men at Work. Good song.
So neither of you turned the TV on?
No, neither of us did. But...
What? Sure you didn't leave it on from the night before? Like maybe it was on a show that was just a black screen. And then you were like, I guess the TV's off. And you walked upstairs.
No. I don't know. I think it's just ghosts. Could whatever. Be ghost. I mean, my lady shaved, not shaved, saged. Well, she shaved too. That's good.
The ghosts?
Yeah, she shaved the ghosts. No, she saged the place. So we're probably maybe good.
That got. Did you see sage it after?
After the fact. After the fact. Okay. So,
I know a sage.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Like a legit sage?
Yeah, like a legit sage. He can summon toads.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
The Toad Sage.
Really? Oh, wait. You know the actual Toad Sage?
Of course I do. Come on.
Wow.
Yep.
Where'd you meet him?
Downtown.
Downtown this town?
Yeah, he was panhandling for money.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Like the Florida panhandle.
Mm-hmm. Just like that. But he was doing it for money. He had a little toad next to him.
And the toad dance?
Nope.
No, he just sat there.
Yeah, and he could just make the other ones appear.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Was it summoning jutsu?
Summoning jutsu. Oh, is that he studied abroad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple.
And he, yeah.
He's okay. Kind of a pervy sage.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The toads, they're probably in danger.
He made a blood pact.
Yeah?
In order to get the toads out.
With what? With who?
The toads. I don't know. Probably.
A toad demon?
I didn't explain all of it. Okay. I met him. I don't have all the details on him. We met him. We hung out. We had, smoked a blunt. We chilled. He's like, yo, I'm a toad sage. I'm like, cool, dude.
That makes sense. Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah, so now we're pretty cool. That's awesome. We're bros.
That's good. I don't know any sages. I know a couple ghouls. Yeah.
What are their names?
The couple ghouls?
Couple ghouls, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know the first ghoul, his name is Shifty Magoo.
Shifty Magoo.
Yeah. He's Irish.
Okay.
I guess it
makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. He's a ghoul, so he was dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
Originally, he, in life, he was, they called him just, and he was still Shifty Magoo, but.
Oh, his name, yeah.
But he was kind of a shyster, kind of, getting in trouble for being pretty, shifty.
Yeah.
Real name is, James, but
James Magoo.
James Magoo, but his nickname was Shifty, mm-hmm. And actually now he's got an extra nickname. Now he's a ghoul. They call him Shifty Magoo. So,
what is the pretext? How do you become a ghoul? What's the difference between a ghoul and a ghost?
Well, ghoul. I believe ghouls are more related to they're more shifty. No, ghouls are tend to be more like zombies, except a little more. With it, it's not just
so they can be like, but not like,
yeah, they're not mindless.
Whereas ghosts are friendly and they tell you things and they help you build train sets or something. I don't remember Casper really.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. That's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
But yeah, no, so that's Shifty Magoo. He's the first one, and then the second one, his name was Aaron. So,
Aaron, Aaron,
mm-hmm, yeah,
like McLovin, just McLovin.
No, he had a last name in life, but he's lost it now that he is a ghoul. He in life was a train conductor.
Yeah. How do you like that? How long did you hang out with him? Are these guys your friends? Who
we do a meetup every so often.
Oh, that's good. Stay in touch. Did you know them in life, or do you only know them as ghouls?
I only know them as ghouls, so I can't really speak to their. How they were when they were alive, but I think they've been humbled.
Yeah, you think it's the experience is truly
being a ghoul has humbled them, and
I can see that.
I think overall they're pretty good guys. But what can you do? They're dead, so
they are dead.
So these nerd clusters are good.
They're good. Yeah,
it's got me thinking about candy.
Got me thinking about ghosts.
It got me thinking about ghosts and
candy.
Mm-hmm. Candy. What? So I'd be fun since it's Halloween. It's spooktacular.
Yep.
Talk about our favorite Halloween candies. It's kind of a trend to talk about food, especially in us and the Just Because podcast.
I gotta say, my least favorite might be it's just candy. I don't like candy corn.
Okay.
I don't like it. Okay. Some people like it. I don't like it. So.
I think our cousin Spoons likes candy corn.
Well, he can have all of it.
Okay.
I don't want any candy corn. I hated when people would give out the little bags
Yeah.
It'd be like Halloween bags. We can't just straight candy corn. I'm like, I don't.
I'm not. I could take it or leave it, but I'm not out there seeking it out.
I'm not saying like I'm grateful you gave me candy, but I'm not gonna eat. I will throw these away.
Wow.
I don't like candy. I will not.
So you're leaving.
I had
leave
a bad
it.
Experience with candy corn. Okay.
Really? What happened?
Well, razor blades, and every single piece of candy corn.
Oh no! I thought you were gonna say, they put candy corn with my razor blades.
They ruined them.
you know the saying is like, oh, you know, they're gonna give away drugs. Like, nobody wants to give away drugs, but I also like the logic. It's like, who's giving away all their good razor blades?
Yeah, you know? To kids. They're gonna use them.
But candy corn. So you're starting from the bottom.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that first. All right, you want me to start back from the top now?
Yeah, now we're here.
Twix. I love Twix getting those little one. Twix. Those little. I mean, if you get a full size is like the coup de grace.
Should say that regular size, like full size candy, king size. You know, obviously those are all going to be top tier. We don't need to. I mean, not all of them, but like, you know, we're just happy to get them. Like, you know, you go to a house that gives out the full size candy, you recognize their kings and queens, and non-binary jesters.
You want to know something? Because you're going to say your list, right, of your top candy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think one of your top candies, someone the other day said that it's the worst candy in the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you will.
Okay.
But I don't know what your top five candy, like, or. But I think, if I'm thinking correctly, maybe. So.
Okay.
I already said mine. Twix. Twix is, I just
Twix
have.
Twix is number one
I love
for you?
Twix. That's like my favorite.
Well, number one for me is Mounds.
Okay, then I was close. They said Almond Joy.
Oh, really? So
Almond Joy was the. I didn't know if you were. I forgot if you were Mounds or.
So Mounds to me is the best candy I could ever eat, mm-hmm. ever.
I know. That's what. I wasn't sure if it was. I knew it was one of the coconut candies.
So I will say that I'll fuck around with some Almond Joy, but it drops significantally from Mounds to Almond
because
Joy.
Of the it's not dark chocolate.
It's milk chocolate and you know, whatever. I like the coconut. I'll take or leave the almond.
I would love a dark chocolate Almond Joy. But I think they have them.
They do that? I've never seen them. I mean,
it has to be a special thing. Yeah. But I'm sure they do.
I feel like they don't get like too creative with those candies. It's just like that's what they are.
They don't have like a Halloween edition, but aren't they owned by like a
I think they're owned by M&M Mars.
So they're doing other things with their other candy. Yeah. They can't be bothered to spice up Almond Joy and Mounds.
So here's a pro move before we move on.
All right.
With our candies.
But yeah, I agree. I like Mounds more than Almond Joy, but I would never say that I got in an argument.
Oh, really?
About
who was this with?
I mean, the same person that the other arguments were with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was straight up like, Almond Joy is the worst candy ever. I'm like, that's not true.
What did, oh man.
Because we were going through candies. I was doing candies. And he straight up was like, because I like Mounds better. But I do like an almond. Like Almond Joy, I just like the little, because I like, honestly, regular Hershey's with almonds.
Okay.
It's like, I get the king size because they put a lot more almonds in it. I like almonds and chocolate.
My dad's really big into that.
I like it. It's just, that's like my number one go to CVS. If I just want to grab like something, I'll just grab a little Hershey's almond chocolate bar.
Those are good. I mean,
they're delicious. To me. I mean, I may not have the same taste as you.
Yeah. No, I mean, for me, chocolate is like, it's always dark before I get. It's always darkest before the dawn. But here's the pro move I was going to say. So we don't really, because this is the first Halloween we're going to be at this place. It's COVID. We don't really know what the trick-or-treater situation is going to be. So I bought candy. And the pro move is only buy candies you want to eat. So I bought 3 bags of Mounds.
That's 100%. Is the pro move. Because if no one shows up, you're like,
if no one shows up,
trick or treat to me.
And if they don't want it, I'm like, oh, yeah. It'd be funny if some kid had the balls, but you don't got anything else? You know?
I'm sure there are kids out there probably. That would do that, but I don't know if anyone would have the balls to do it in front of a person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, yeah, I didn't have it. This is all I had. Nah. And like, say no, but I don't know if they'd be like, do you have anything else?
Do you have anything else?
Like, you know what kind of train this is?
I would take razor blades, honestly. I don't want to. But
you got any razor blades?
Yeah. So what's your number two?
Okay, number two is, this is a very obscure one, but I've gotten it before.
Okay.
Haribo, the little mini gummy packs.
Oh, that's a solid. I mean, you're a huge gummy guy.
And those are better because it's just like, you pop the whole thing in your mouth. It's a little just, they're littler.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you got a little bunch of little flavors. Little gummy flavors.
Yeah. And I feel like the white ones always hit pretty hard.
Yeah. Is that the pina colada, I think?
Yeah. That one's pretty good.
They're good.
Solid. But you're a gummy guy.
I'm a gummy guy.
GG for life, man.
Not all gummy. So I'm a specific. There's some types of gummies that gross me out because.
Like what?
Like some Haribo. I don't like the Haribo that are pretty much these. The raspberries. I don't like the raspberry. A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like these, but I just.
It's just more like non-Pirel things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which I don't like. And I don't think the gummy inside's all that. It's like, eh. But some people love them.
Tweets your own. It's a safe space. You can say that.
There's like the. So gummy frog, the white underside, when they use that type of stuff too much in like a.
Oh, too much.
Have you ever had like, there's like the foot-long snake.
Yeah.
And that's like real cheap. Or like just cheap gummy worms. There's really bad gummy worms. Like you can get gummy worms that are like, these are gross. I won't finish gummy. I'm a snob.
Yeah.
When it comes to gummies.
Yeah. Well, so this is Haribo. And then
Haribo. And there's certain. There
and then
are,
Trolley.
Trolley, I like their.
They're sour
specifically,
worms.
I like their Trolley Bright Crawlers. That's about it.
What's that? Is that the.
The Trolley Bright Crawlers. It's just like.
It's the worms?
The worms. That they're like blue and red and.
I gotta say, man, the octopus ones they put out are
I know, but there's that's
good.
So much like I like them because it's thin, there's not that much gummy. There's the heads, it's so much gummy to pop
gummy.
In your mouth at once and you're just like I freese mine too. So
you like to chew, man. You like to chew?
I love to chew. Like I chew on ice. It's I don't know if it's a anxiety thing. I don't know what it is. Some people I freeze my gummies because you get more flavor. The whole, you're like.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's me chewing it.
Exactly.
But I sometimes like. That's it. Yeah. Gummies. Some gummies might, or Haribo gummy, little tiny pack. That's my number two.
Number two for Dan is, let the record show. Stanley, you got that?
Yep.
He's writing it all down.
Okay.
We're going to get his top five. Hope you know. And I tell you what, it's going to be a lot different than ours.
Candy corn?
No, trust me. He would be so lucky.
I don't know what that means.
Ron
Stanley.
But my number two is a classic, and I was actually, I bought a full-size one of these not too long ago because I got nostalgic about our old tent nights. I got a Milky Way Midnight.
Yeah.
Which is like a top tier candy, man.
And because it's like ingrained in our lives. Mm-hmm. Like the Milky Way Midnight for midnight at tent night.
Yeah,
because
so.
And burning gummies.
Yeah, and burning gummies. So like further, for the listeners at home, when we were kids, we used to do a tent night. We'd just hang out in the tent. And it grew into something more over the years, but.
Very sexist. It grew into something very sexist. Boys,
like boys
versus girls. Mm-hmm. Tent night and try and. Just play pranks on either side. It was a family thing. And sometimes it would just turn into like physical altercations.
Yeah, it was wild.
Because they'd be like, you just. Because I knew I would just try and make a mess because I knew that would like. One time I was just going to cut up newspapers as confetti and just throw it in their tent because yeah. I knew that would piss Tori off. She would just be like, I have to clean this. She would, but I knew she would make me clean it up. So I was like. Mm.
But
she's like, no, we're not sleeping in that. We're going inside. You have to clean that up. I'm like, that's not how this works. And we're pranking each other. That's not a prank. It's a mess.
And I know Tori listens. You were a pretty sore loser when it came to tent night.
No, she would just get overtired because it would get late.
That's the only time you ever hear Tori curse was tent night.
Well, because things would get out of hand sometimes. All right, I got my paintball gun. You can't shoot a paintball gun.
So, besides all that, the way tent night started, we just have a night where we camped out in the backyard.
It started as a just a, like me, you, and then
Kyle, Matt.
What was my sister was like, we want to go camping in the yard too.
Yeah.
And then it became, well, if you're going to camp in the yard when we are, we're going to play pranks on you.
But like we made these like definitive rules. We're like, oh, at midnight we have to split a Milky Way midnight.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, as rules goes, pretty good one.
Yeah, I think we should still do that. I don't know why we don't.
Every midnight
call it, hey, you got it?
You got it. Yeah, I got it. You got your half? Because we had to split it at some point during the week. But we do that, and then we'd light gummy worms on fire and eat them.
Yeah. I don't know how that one was. That was me. Somehow. Probably. They're probably better. They're better if you light them on fire. Really? Yeah. You were just like.
They were gross.
They were not good, but yeah. We did it.
But
and then as we got older, I was like, yeah, Dan was lying. I'm like, yeah, we realized. Just let him have this. It's all he's got. You guys want to try my gummy worms? Yeah.
But, yeah, so Milky Way Midnight, so good. It was always like a nice surprise in the candy, like in your bag of candy. Because you like Milky Ways. But like when they're next to the Milky Way Midnight, it's like Milky Way Midnight all the time.
Oh yeah, I agree. I prefer Milky Way Midnight over regular Milky Way.
Yeah. So
some people don't, and some people like the Milky Way Midnight is like a little treat, but
it's fine. It's fine. But what's your number three?
Number three, honestly, I have a weird thing for Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. Like I can eat them a lot. Like I will eat a whole big bag of Reese's Pieces.
Wow. I've never had them.
Really?
Never had them.
It's just like a creamy peanut butter M&M.
Yeah.
And you don't like? Are you not?
I'm not chocolate and peanut butter guy. I used to like Reese's when I was a kid, but I grew out of it. Just got more mature. No, I was kidding.
I grew up.
Yeah,
I grew up. Started eating man candy.
I only eat Milky Way.
Man candy.
Man. I'm gay now. But yeah, so no, Reese's Pieces. Do they ever give them out though?
Yeah, they come in little package. Like it's just like a little Reese's Pieces package.
Oh, I
it's like an M&M package almost.
Okay, that makes sense.
I've gotten them out.
All right.
I'll wait because I got my next one.
That's fair enough. My next is probably Twix. Can't go wrong with the Twix. Yeah. Always hits pretty good. Though like. I've gotten like some bad like that's one of the candies I've ever gotten like bad.
Yep, they were the caramels hard and you're like I can't eat this.
The
everything
cookie
hard.
Just crumbles right away. It's no crisp to it, but but when it's on, it's on.
But once the factory split, I feel both of them now can focus on the left
control.
And the right Twix. So a lot less Twixes, bad Twixes.
Mm-hmm.
But. My next one is another gummy.
Oh.
And this one is, I don't like too much of it, but it was like the best to find in my Halloween like candy.
Hit me with it.
Sour Patch Kids. The little packages of Sour Patch Kids. Because if I don't want to eat a whole pack because the roof of my mouth and my tongue are like, I can't taste any more candy. But a little pack that has like six Sour Patch Kids, it was like, ooh, offset the chocolate because there's so much chocolate on. So I would always just specifically thinking of a Halloween candy that I was like, it was a nice transition was Sour Patch Kids.
Now you call them gummies.
Yeah, Sour Patch Kids are gummies.
They're not traditionally they don't have the chew because they kind of they're waxy, right? They're waxier. They don't have the resistance on your teeth. That's why I don't like them.
I agree. You're right.
They're like that Swedish fish kind
of
thing.
Yes. Uh-huh. Swedish fish are fantastic.
Ugh, I can't.
You don't like Swedish fish? I had Swedish fish today.
I don't like that.
I ate them today.
I don't like that consistency. I'm not.
That makes sense. Yeah, I get it. I understand.
The taste is fine.
No,
but
they're delicious. Okay. They're Swedish. Like a meatball.
fish. That's the flavor. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Swedish fish are. Wow. Our Swedish meatball flavored fish gummies.
All right. Well, now you know. I mean, hey, even I learn some things sometimes. But
Stanley agrees.
Stanley definitely agrees. Yeah, and he keeps shaking his head. I think he's pretty excited. So that was your four.
Four.
Sour Patch Kids.
Twix, Haribo, Reese's Pieces, Sour Patch Kids.
All right. Coming in at number four for me, Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts?
I'm a Sweet Tart slut, man. I love those things, man. They're so good. I bought a roll not too long ago. Because, like,
they're like Smarties, but they're...
Yeah, but Smarties...
What's your opinion of Sprees?
I like a Spree.
Yeah.
Okay. I like a good Spree.
They're good.
Yeah, I'm a Spree.
I've only ever had them at the movie theater at the barn. They have a machine. I was like, I'm going to get some Sprees.
I don't know why, but for some reason, whenever I think of Sprees, though, I just imagine them being on like a movie theater floor.
Yeah, because that's where usually they are.
That's usually where I'd eat them from. So
yeah,
so, but they hold up.
So Sweet Tarts.
I like a Sweet Tart. I like the just like, I don't know, just like solidified sugar.
Yeah.
But like the Smarties had a different flavor to them. This Sweet Tarts a little more sweet and tart.
No, Smarties are disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat them.
Compared to Sweet Tarts, I wholeheartedly agree. It's not even close. Smarties are just like chalk.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like with a little bit of sugar flavor.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, okay. But Smarties have it's like a soury kind of sour sweet.
Mm-hmm. And they came in that little like rectangle package for that Halloween. You
could crush up. Oh, no. Rectangle? Oh.
Like where they had like three of them like face down. I don't know. But normally they come in rolls.
Oh, the green package where it would be like... neon pink and blue, like, mm-hmm. and you rip them open and you'd be like,
yeah. So Sweet Tarts,
I do know what you're talking
big
about.
Sweet Tart guy. It was close for four and my five, but Sweet Tarts, definitely
Sweet Tart. Sweet. So this one was close.
This is your five.
Almost a tie. But I gotta say Snickers.
Okay,
but it was peanut M&Ms was very, very close. I like getting the little bags of peanut M&Ms.
I actually don't mind peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&M, but I gotta go Snickers. Snickers is just one of my go-to. I do enjoy a good Snickers. Just,
and you know what? You know how their whole ad slogan was like, "You're not you when you're hungry." It does kind of feel like a meal when you eat it. Like, I remember when we worked at the golf course and they would have like the full size Snickers. It was like, it always hit the spot.
When they were also frozen. They would freeze the Snickers.
Yeah. That was what it was good. Like,
or they were just in the fridge.
So they were just like chilled enough.
Yeah. And we would always pay for them and we would eat them all and they were delicious.
Yeah. We always pay for them.
Uh huh. That's what we just need to. I always say that when I eat, about all my candy.
I've never not paid for a Snickers.
Paying for candy.
But yeah, Snickers, man. Yeah, now Snickers hits pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have Milky Way above, like regular Milky Way above Snickers.
Get out of here. No.
I don't need the nuts. I don't need them.
Okay.
It's, you know.
I get it. So I understand. Probably Ghost.
Ghosts. And my number five, Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
I like the little Twizzler packs they give you on Halloween. Those are good.
Twizzlers. Fond memories of Twizzlers.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been... My family's always loved Twizzlers, and I've just kind of been there. The Twizzlers have been there, so I've eaten so many throughout the years. Yeah. So, like, for Halloween, Twizzlers were never, like... So I was like... My family, we have Twizzlers at our house now. A big, like, BJ's individual wrap. Like
5 pound.
The one with it's like individual wrap Twizzlers that you can pull out.
That's really annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why they have to do that. But I can't remember the last time I had one. They've been there for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't eat Twizzlers like I used to. Maybe it's because of that incident where I ate a lot and they came out. In the woods.
Mm-hmm.
But really, Twizzlers is... I want to know what I prefer to Twizzlers? Red Laces.
Interesting. Last time I had Red Laces, they were expired.
I like so expired I had... Red Laces. They're hard.
It was like not
glass.
Good.
Yeah. Like glass rope that you can eat. And it's got a little cherry flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So honorable mentions for me would be... Just those little nerd boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Pop those open. regular Milky Ways, Snickers.
Those were great because there were so many in there. Like, it's just like, there's still some in there.
Yeah. And I'll fuck with the Three Musketeers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I like that nougat.
That's all, it's all nougat. It's like a small chocolate shell just with nougat.
It's pretty good.
I can't.
It's so cloudy.
I used to, because when I was a kid, we would always just have, everyone would eat through, my dad including, we'd keep all our, all of our candy.
In like one big bowl in the center.
And it would all just boil down to Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, fuck that shit.
And Three Musketeers. And then, like, when you're like, I just want something sweet, I would eat them, but I'm like, I don't even want this. And literally eating it because I just want sugar.
You all right?
I didn't know what my sound was on.
Oh, I didn't hear it. But I like the Three Musketeers. What are your honorable mentions then?
Oh, honorable mention would probably be not York Peppermint Patty, but I mean, sometimes like the single York Peppermint Patty, like not the big one, the little one. It's like, okay, I'd like a dark chocolate mint.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
I mean, they didn't have them till sooner, but the trolley, the little packs of trolley.
Sour. I mean, I guess you had younger siblings that were trick-or-treating a little bit longer.
That's the thing. I've gotten exposed to late, like when we were actually trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
You've
lived the life of privilege.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And dots.
Dots? You know,
I love the little box of dots. It's a little yellow box. Uh-huh. Maybe you get 6 dots and they are always just like, I just like chewing on things.
Yeah.
It's like dots are just get all over your teeth. You got to get your finger up in the, yeah. I don't know, dots is, it's a little adventure.
You got to get your finger
up. You got to get it way back. You got to touch the uvula.
Okay, good.
You got to hit it a little bit. And yeah.
Wop.
Wop.
I feel like the candies are always left over from me were like Whoppers.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Yeah, my mom really likes them.
She also
really likes Butterfingers. I've never had one.
My dad, he thinks that Butterfingers are the worst candy.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even speak to it.
It's just like, imagine if peanut brittle, you use peanut brittle as like slate for your roof, and then you like broke it and put it into candy and covered it in chocolate.
Okay.
Like, it has a... When you break, like, a Butterfingers, it's a weird crispy peanut butter that could, like, stab you.
Is that hard?
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Wow. Okay.
It's like a crunchy thing. I'll eat. I don't have anything against Butterfingers. I don't think they're the greatest. Some people are like, Butterfingers is the greatest candy in the world. But I am not in that category.
No.
I also really like Take 5.
Yeah, I was going to bring that one up. It was never one of mine, but I know a lot of people like it.
And Cookies and Cream Hershey's bars.
Oh, I can't eat those anymore after my my YouTube video. That one was the worst.
Really?
That's the one that set me off the edge.
I like those. The little ones. I think a whole bar is too much white chocolate, because I get real... The white chocolate is like the worst to eat a lot of.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I like those. Those are some of my honorable mentions.
Fuck, I was just thinking of one. Damn it. Oh, I'm a big sucker for 100 grand.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that's, like, it's, like, what I imagine, like, you know, like, Muk from Pokemon, like, when he opens his mouth, that's how you feel. Like, it's just so much caramel or caramel.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And, Cowtails.
Cowtails are...
Yeah, are just a killer.
Baby Ruth. I'm a big Baby Ruth guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like a lot of peanuts and caramel.
Yeah.
I used to, when I would go bowling when I was younger, I would always be like, if I sucked at bowling, I'd be like, oh, I just got to get a Baby Ruth.
Really?
And then I'd act like I was better. Yeah, really? Whenever I would go bowling with Pat, I'd always be like, I just need a Baby Ruth. And he's like, okay.
Did it work?
Always. It would always... I don't know if it was a confidence... Or maybe it was Babe Ruth being like, I'm good at bowling. Yeah. And he helped me. Yep. And that's how I bowled my first 300. Thank you, Babe Ruth.
Yeah. Thank you, Babe Ruth. So, all right. Stanley has handed me his paper.
Okay.
He's doing it from 5 to 1. Coming in number 5. He likes sliced apples.
Sliced apples coming in at number five.
Which is a little weird.
That's not a candy.
Not a candy, but you know what?
I mean, maybe.
We have to accept the list. There's no returns.
Is this with or without razor blades?
He did take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's like a nice bonus when there's a razor blade, but...
Got to shave.
And you know what? There's pretty good getting the skin of the apple out of your teeth. So it actually works out. Next is toothbrush.
Toothbrush.
He likes going to dentist for the for trick-or-treating. And he likes being told that candy's bad. So... he goes and gets a nice toothbrush.
There you go, Stan Lee.
Stan Lee. And then after that, he likes, pretzels unsalted. You know how they give you out pretzel bags, which is a little disappointing.
Does he ask for them? Be like, do you have these unsalted?
Well, yeah, so he, well, actually what he does is, Stanley's dad is, well, I mean... There's no other way to put it, but his dad's a real champ.
Okay.
So when he was growing up, Stanley would get the pretzels, but he wanted them unsalted. So he'd open up the bag, and his dad would just suck the salt off and put them back in there for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was his way of checking the candy for poison.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So that's...
Turns out there's no poison, just salt.
Just a lot of salt.
Yep.
His blood pressure actually was so high it killed him.
Yeah.
So Stanley maybe should be rethinking that unsalted pretzel addiction. But that was number three for him. Number two was water bottles, the little ones. The little water bottles.
Oh, that they give you. People do give you those.
Mm-hmm. And he appreciates, kind of whatever. And then
H2O.
H2O, being hydrated. And number one for him was the Nico wafers. Which some those people like.
Who likes those?
I think my mother likes those.
And pennies.
Nico wafers. Those are just
like Tums.
Chalk.
It's like, it's like getting Tums, but not. They have less flavor than Tums. They're not good.
No.
It's gross.
So.
You know what weirdly I like? I don't know if you used to like these.
Bottle caps.
Not bottle caps.
No.
Wax bottles.
I mean, they're all right.
I like chewing on stuff. I think that's... I would just be like... I would have so much wax to the point where if you chew on that wax...
I remember getting them and just like keep eating them and then you just had a big
ball of wax.
Of wax.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
Throw it at people. I was wax boy.
So that's our favorite candies. Halloween candies, you know.
Spooky.
You know, it's pretty spooky. Let's get a nice spooky thing going on.
Spooky.
What's this?
Hello?
That wasn't really that spooky. What about this? I don't know about that one.
That sounded like an orc.
What is this? Okay.
Wop.
But I think next I'd like to talk about some spooky movies.
Spooky movie.
I just wrote down a bunch I always enjoyed watching around this time of year. I'm going to let you take the floor first.
Does it have to be spooky? Because I just watched I have spooky, but I also have like nostalgic. Like,
yeah, whatever.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I like Beetlejuice. It's not very spooky. But it's a classic.
It's spooky. It's just not scary.
Yeah. Maybe it was at the time. But I just watched it again, and it's great. Beetlejuice is...
This is an A-plus film.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's a great movie.
So...
And you know who, weirdly, if you go back and watch, this is my personal opinion, Alec Baldwin looks like Ryan Gosling in that.
I could see it.
Like when if you watch it, I'm like, he looks like Ryan Gosling.
So young in that movie.
He's so young in that
movie. Yeah, I know. Is that how time works?
I know, right?
Beetlejuice, all right. That's a great movie. I mean, yeah. Catherine O'Hara, great in that. Mm-hmm. Still watching Schitt's Creek. She's great in that, too.
David.
The bebe. So I have the Evil Dead trilogy. I rewatch those all the time.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
Army of Darkness. Obviously, the less scary one is more kind of silly. And then Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn is probably the pinnacle. Yeah, but what else? Yeah. What else you got? I mean, those are just solid movies.
The Babadook.
That one was a good movie.
Yeah, watch that. Turn the lights off. Watch it and get into it.
Yeah,
be fully immersed in order to like let the creepiness, and it's a good movie. I think it's a really creepy kind of like Babadook is great for scaring you around this time.
I agree. I have Hereditary as one of the more recent ones. People are so split on that movie, like.
Yeah, but those people aren't. I know a lot of people that are split on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they put yourself in. It was trying to do a horror film, like a real one. Like,
yeah,
it's a. What would these people have to be like? If the mom actually her mom was like a weird cult person, what would that daughter be like? What would
exactly
and all this stuff? And they're trying to give a real. And like, cause all the other movies are, they fantasize it kind of went for it's bizarre, but it's somewhat how this person would deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like after having these things happen to her, and it gets slowly, you kind of go with like the mom cause she slowly like deteriorates into and I like how it ended. I like the whole build up to even the dad. Like he was the like rock and him just crumbling in the car when he's just like,
yeah,
when his son, after he go, like that was like his last straw. And then that crazy ending.
Yeah.
No, that one's fantastic.
Yeah.
Personally, I agree with your opinion on that.
Cool. I mean, and also like, you know, it's, I think a lot of people are like, oh yeah. The people were upset by the ending. Cause like, oh, it's just going to be about mental illness or whatever. And this and that. But like, it could be both, because she definitely was mentally ill.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The mother, you know?
But maybe it's because of the crazy.
And also the thing that reminds me, that movie reminds me of is that like horror movies never get the recognition they deserve, because she should have been at least nominated.
Oh, yeah. She was great. I mean, the film was shot excellent, too. Mm-hmm. It was also like that. That is the one movie that made me like, when the thing happened with the kid, I was like, man, what would you do?
Yeah.
Like, I maybe what he did. Like, it's a very real interpretation of, like, like where you just, like, you just, you know, you don't know. But, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And what's next for you?
Well, I had another, like, kind of hocus pocus. It's like.
That's a classic.
I got to watch it. It's a kid's movie, but. Hocus Pocus is,
I mean,
Thackeray Binks.
I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but that movie is good. I mean,
I watch it every Halloween, and I mean, I also watch Nightmare Before Christmas. But that's not; these aren't really like spooky.
Yeah, but what did you say? Is that a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
Halloween.
Okay,
I would, but people make the argument that it's Christmas.
Do you think it's a little bit of both?
Yeah.
Therefore, kind of
yes.
Thanksgiving.
Yep, Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving
in the
movie.
Middle.
Mm-hmm. Because there's what's this? It's a very Christmas song, and Santa's in it, and it's during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
Halloween.
It's a Halloween, but it's a Halloween movie. It's both, because Halloween happens. That's where the movie starts, and then it goes to Christmas. So I think it can be. I consider a Halloween movie because I always watched it during Halloween.
Makes sense.
But I will hear someone out. I won't concede to them that it's not a, like, if they're like, it's only a Christmas movie, I'm like, shut up. But it's both. It's a Thanksgiving movie.
Next for me, Thanksgiving. Halloween. John Carpenter's Halloween.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I like those movies. I mean, at least the first two. Now, I have to revisit the third one because that's the one that was like not about Michael Myers. But apparently it's still awesome. But people just don't like it because it's not about him. But yeah, like the original Halloween. Just
such a creepy mask. Like the whole thing. His,
and he, it, like, the way that movie, like that series at least starts out, it's more grounded in reality. Like this guy is like hunting his sister. He gets out of, and apparently it was based on like some real things that happened. And it's a John Carpenter. I love anything John Carpenter. Actually brings me, I'll just say the next one on the list, The Thing.
Oh, they're going to say Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, Drag. Yeah. That's a great movie.
Yeah. I knew The Thing was going to, it has to be on there for you. I've already watched it. I mean, I watched not during Halloween, but I've watched it recently. So.
Oh, really?
I watched it with Rachel. I showed it to her.
Did she not see it before?
She had never seen it. Wow. That's why, and she has issues with it, but.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You'll have to talk to her.
Well, people had issues with it when it first came out. It was a critical failure.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like something in a video game. Critical failure.
Critical failure, yeah. Yeah, well, I think it was bad timing. That movie came out, and then E.T. came out.
Ah.
So it was like two different takes on...
It's a great film. It's awesome. And especially the practical effects and
the ambiguity is great.
Well, just being like, everyone, you're looking at, you don't know as a viewer. I mean, you do because you've seen it. Yeah. But even every time you can be like, maybe it's different.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I you know, we all have our theories, but what's next for you?
The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Solid movie.
Yeah. I like the shots in it. It's really almost to the point where like, it gives you like a weird headache, like because it's just like it keeps cutting to these just creepy kind of the people when they're all at the table when this is like the original one where they're in like a van and they go and it's not the shots make it creepy, as well as the everything. But I think it was really creepy for me when I saw it when I was younger and it always has stuck in my head, and. It's just, I personally, just the whole, the lighting, the different shots that kind of make you just get sick almost, like when you're watching it.
Like you're actually getting chased and shit like that. Yeah. Like it almost like that kind of same pandemonium, I guess would be the word maybe.
Pandemonium.
I don't know. A movie that I used to watch all the time, like every Halloween is The Exorcist.
Oh yeah.
I love that movie. I think that movie is like... Like such a, it's such a weird blend of ridiculous, like ridiculousness, but like everything outside of her being crazy is totally like low key, slow burn, you know, which I appreciate.
I think it gets more ridiculous as we get old, because it was creepy and really scary when you're younger. Like, oh my God, that's like the scariest movie ever.
And like, I'm not religious, but like I grew up in the Catholic Church and like I like the exorcism as like a supernatural kind of like theme. I tend to like exorcist movies, like even The Exorcism of Emily Rose and like, you know, stuff like that. Do you remember that one American Exorcism? It was like, I think we saw it together.
We saw multiple.
Yeah, no, it was almost like a mockumentary where this girl's like out like this like southern farm and they like this film crew follows this guy who does exorcism out there.
I remember they made a second one of that, didn't they?
I don't know if I saw
the second one. Then we watched the second one and the maybe it's not the second one. Did we watch one where the demon gets free?
Oh, really?
And it's just like blowing up cars. That's how it ends. Like I thought that was the second one to that. Yeah, the one where she's like contorting her body and like she climbs on top of
the cupboard and she's like hanging out there.
And the kid from he's in the new X-Men. He's not like a redhead, but he's her brother.
Okay.
He's in a lot of stuff now. He was in it. And he's like, it ends up being like a cult.
Yeah.
You know, like,
They started going out into the back, and there's like a huge fire mm-hmm. thing. Yeah, yeah.
And they like, you do find out that the priest was all part of, he's there. And then it's like, and then the thing attacks them.
What do you got first?
Gave it away. The Witch.
Oh, that's on my list too. Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah, The Witch is just, it's funny because that fire scene.
Yeah, it kind of reminds you of that. Yeah,
it kind of reminds me of that scene, but way creepier. And just the whole, the payoff of The Witch, in my opinion, mm-hmm. is so worth it. It's just like, oh, yeah. This is so creepy.
Yeah, yeah. Like when she's in the hut.
Barn or yeah, whatever, yeah. And
the devil shows up.
But that point on, you're like, oh, it was all like the whole, it all is like a mental, like mm-hmm. you don't know if it's all going to be people going crazy. I mean, you kind of, because like it cuts to the witches in the, like mashing up the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, is it creepy movie?
Witches terrify me. So like that one like hit even harder. I remember being so freaked out in that scene in the like when I was in theaters watching it, when the kid, like the boy Caleb, is like walking up to like the pretty witch.
Oh.
And I'm like, holy fuck, and like the music's just building, and I was like, holy shit, I mean this is my life. No. Next one for me is The Omen, the original Omen.
The original Omen.
I that movie's awesome. I like that movie a lot. If you've never seen it, it's about the son of Satan or the Antichrist.
You do like The Omen.
I love some of the visuals in it are so terrifying. Like when his
nanny
hangs herself. She's like, this is all for you, Damien. And she just jumps off the side. Like that's pretty intense. And then I like almost like the lore to it, because he goes in that him and that one guy kind of like,
wasn't it not him? The baby got switched, right?
They were given the version. They were
at the hospital. The baby.
Yeah.
There's like a jackal or something.
Mm-hmm. It like gives them they give them the wrong baby because, or they kill their baby, give him that baby because they were like American embassy people.
And
he's supposed to rise to power in like the United States or whatever. So he was supposed to be in that family, and that's what happens.
Have you ever seen the show where it's with the two, one, it's like an angel and a demon, and they're supposed to, like the two kids get switched up, and like the actual son of the devil and like another kid gets switched, and then the angel follows one and the demon follows the other, but they're the wrong.
Oh, no, I never.
Like they constantly are trying to like raise the kid so that he's not the devil.
Mm.
But it's a pretty good, it's a comedy.
Oh, okay.
Forget what it's called. I'll look it up and
cool
and get back to you
in
on
post.
It. In post.
Got any other ones?
Paranormal Activity, the original,
the OG, yeah.
The original got me so bad.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the originals always like
they have this one moment where like it's in the later ones there were some like the movies weren't great, but there was like a single moment that I was like, all right, like the fan oscillating
mm-hmm.
was a really good. Like, something's coming. Something.
Oh my
like,
God.
It builds up. There's one scene where, like, they open the door. The scenes where, like, usually the scare scenes
mm-hmm.
aren't always jump. They're just like, oh, shit. Like.
Yeah, there was the one where they open the door and there's, like, a bunch of, like,
old ladies. And then there's one where the girl's running through the house and, like, the thing's chasing and then she like comes out the window and they're like all there or something in like the backyard, I forget, but they've something in each of them has been like, all right, it was worth it. But the first one was the best just because it was low budget, it was no one knew, it creeped the shit out of me. I was like, someone's gonna be standing over me while I'm sleeping. Just
in terms of like the found footage ones, that one's good. The original Blair Witch Project,
yeah, the original Blair Witch Project.
I love The Visit.
Oh yeah, The Visit.
Yeah, where the kids are at the grandparents. I mean, that twist was like the most oh fuck twist I've ever seen in a movie. Cause I was just like just like the way
I saw it after I knew what the twist was.
Oh man,
that's
really
the problem. Yeah.
It was like, it was pretty intense, but, I don't know why I wrote down this movie, but I wrote down Darkness Falls. Did you ever see that movie?
Is that one with the tooth fairy?
Evil tooth fairy.
Yeah. And, yeah. But it doesn't like a light.
Yeah, that movie was bad, but I remember watching it a lot when it came out.
I don't know if I've seen it, but I think you've just told me
about
the plot. Yeah, like, I don't know if I've seen it, but you're like, yeah, and then they're driving in a truck and they need to use lights because the tooth fairy is coming at them.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen it though.
Yeah.
Should I go home and watch it?
No. You should go home and watch Apostle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a movie I actually liked a lot. I want to rewatch it, but yeah. But I don't know. Other than that, there's a couple
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, the original.
I like watching that.
I mean, yeah. that last scene in Friday the 13th when he's like, she wakes up on the boat, mm-hmm. and.
I go, what?
Yeah, oh, the police are here.
Yeah, we watched those movies. We watched like all of those. Remember, mm-hmm. we used to do like the Halloween, like
yeah.
30 days of. We'd yeah. go over to your dad's house, sit on your house.
The time. But,
and just sit and watch shitty movies, good movies, like anything.
Yeah, we watched a lot of stinkers too. Yeah. That like, you know, I'll be like, I think I saw that. Like I'll see like a. Like a clip from it. Like, this is really familiar to me.
We're like the movies we'd watch down in Eric's basement. It was just like, Bong from Outer Space 3. Or like
Troll Hunter.
Puppet Master. Troll Hunter was cool, though.
It was a cool movie.
Troll Hunter was cool, but there was like really shitty ones.
Do you remember Grave Encounters?
Yeah.
That movie was pretty creepy.
Where they go into the
abandoned psych ward.
And then it's like, alternate realities or so, I don't know, they go through like a door.
It's pretty wild.
It is really, it wasn't great, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
I would creepy. Watch it again.
Like the thing from the cover was like one of the creepiest parts. Yeah. Like this like big old golem thing. But
yeah, I remember that movie. We watched that and there was Grave Encounter 2.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever watched.
We might have watched it and it was probably pretty bad. But
maybe. I don't remember fully.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I mean, before we...
maybe we did, and that was the second one where they, like, go through a door.
Yeah. But before we move on from movies, I think of... Because I'm thinking of Redbox movies we get. VHS was awesome. Like the...
Oh, yeah. VHS. Like the original.
Mm-hmm, the original.
The others are interesting. It's an anthology type film, but they do a good job at making an anthology while making... There's a story going mm-hmm. on, like... And yeah, those were like, we're like, what is VHS? And we watched it and we're like, this is cool. Like it was well done.
But yeah, I mean, these are some scary movies, some spooky stuff, you know, some thematic things for everybody to watch these next couple of days. But I think in lieu of a rec room this week, I think we'll recommend, since, you know, it's a pretty crazy world. And you know, we can't traditionally have the same kind of Halloween we normally have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I think we should recommend some, you know, spooky things, that, you can do in instead of, you know, that's safe. What would you say?
To hand out candy or just to do?
No, just in general, man.
Like, I came up with ways to hand out candy to kids.
Well, yeah. Hey, if that's
safe,
if that, okay.
Looks, you dress up as it. And you float them all in red balloons.
Oh, yeah.
You give the kids guns. And they shoot down the balloons. Yeah. Or whoever they want. It's up to them.
That'd be, I mean, mm-hmm. honestly, that'd be kind of a cool way to... That would be a video that goes viral on the internet.
Yeah.
Where, like, they make, like almost like a zip line where, like, the balloon kind of comes down.
Oh, with I was the just candy. Thinking helium. Because then you get shit for, like, well, where are all those balloons? You're killing dolphins!
Yeah. But, and, yeah,
that would be. Yeah, idea. Your idea makes way more sense, and doesn't cost me a lot of balloons and helium.
Yeah, I mean, it could be the same balloon. You just have it like tied onto the zip line, so
But you could do multiple zip lines, be like,
yeah,
and a bunch of balloons, and then while they're distracted, I kill them.
Yeah,
I fully commit to characters.
It's another good movie,
dude. It was cool. I didn't get to go to it because it was a line. They built the house.
Oh, really?
And it is a haunted house when it, the original It, was premiering.
Okay.
And you could go in and walk through like that. You know that creepy house that they, movie that they go in? They built that house.
That's really cool.
Like a lot in the middle of LA. And it was a haunted house and people could just wait in line for it.
That's awesome.
But I never got to go in. It looked like an old house. They put it up. Like, it was cool. It's good too.
It is. It is. Some things that I would recommend. Ouija boards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are pretty good. So you can go online, right? You can look up potion recipes. Now, it's not entirely legal to go buy a lot of the ingredients, like, you know, newts. Like, I have newts and shit like that.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to go find them. Go out in the woods. Mm-hmm. Go deep into the woods.
Have you ever looked at real potions?
Yeah.
I know some.
Yeah?
If you need, yeah.
Yeah, what's the one of you?
A luck potion, Felix Felici.
Felix Feligius?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a luck potion.
Liquid luck, yeah.
Liquid luck. Mm-hmm. So like...
I can make it for you.
So you're just like more lucky in general?
Yeah, anything you do, you'll have luck with.
Luck. Is it good or bad luck?
You'll succeed.
I'll succeed.
Yeah, whenever you want to do, you'll succeed.
Promise.
It's liquid luck, bro. Come on.
I don't know. It could be liquid bad luck.
No. depending if I get my measurements right.
Yeah, okay. So, you got to... be pretty lucky in your measurements because it's all by eye.
That's why I always drink a liquid luck before I make liquid luck. That's why I always keep a little bit of liquid luck from the last time.
Oh, okay.
I perfected it once and I've just been using little sips of it.
That makes sense. So you can just kind of keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Never stop. That's how I do it.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite potions to make, and I mean, honestly, it's been banned in 48 of the 50 states of America.
Want to know what two states it's not banned in? Two states decided, yeah, fuck it.
Well, let me tell you the potion, then you can guess which states it's not banned in. It's called Hobbit Feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it just makes you have big old Hobbit feet.
Gary Busey.
The Hobbits. God, gosh dang, Hobbit's so cute. So which states do you think Hobbit Feet is allowed?
If I had to guess, Washington State.
Oh, that's one of them.
Yeah, I figured.
What's the other?
Rhode Island.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
You got it.
I did?
Wait a second.
No.
Did you sip a little liquid?
I did. Right before the show. And I did actually have a little bit of Hobbit feet, too. Don't look at my feet.
That's what smells.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I succeeded in the Hobbit feat.
Yeah, so that is one of my favorite potions. That one requires the actual blood of hobbits, so be careful with that one.
Just to get hairy feet.
Big hairy feet.
Big hairy feet.
Big. You know what they say about big hairy feet?
Yep. Hobbits.
You're a hobbit. That's what they say. They've been saying that for years. But other than that, man, I think these are some good things you guys can do.
Yeah.
This Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it spooky. Keep it fun. Keep it safe. Keep it fresh.
Anything else? They want to keep it?
No, I think that's all they want to keep it. Keep it away from me. You know? 6 feet.
6 feet.
Yeah, 6 hobbit feet.
Big old feet.
Big old
hairy feet.
Yeah. This has been the Tommy John Show. We're part of the Nook Shots Network just because it's still rolling. This past episode, they've doubled down on the fact that they don't like Taco Bell.
They don't like Taco Bell.
Okay. Or they don't eat it. I don't think they've ever had it other than... Spoon says he's only ever had Baja Blast, which I don't... I mean,
that's not counts. Taco Bell.
It counts a little bit.
Did you have it at Taco Bell or did you just... Because they sell it not at Taco Bell.
I wonder if... Oh, man.
That doesn't count. It'd be like, I don't like Taco Bell because I had a Baja Blast.
Maybe in 2 months we'll hear back from them.
You guys need to sit down and have the entire menu and then you can tell me you don't like it.
Ooh,
just like Tom has to sit down and watch. How about, no, I'm not going to keep making $10,000.
No, you can't make
$10,000. Well, one day if I become a billionaire,
Babadook. Yeah. So, but it actually sounds like, so Mistakes Were Made is going to get a little bit of a refresh and we've talked about, you know, a little bit of where they want to take it. We're thinking that might be the couch stream vehicle for the network. We're throwing.
I got a van.
You got
that could be the vehicle.
That could be the vehicle. Do you have a van?
No.
Stanley has a van.
Stanley's got a van.
What's in that van, Stanley?
Scooby Doo.
Yeah. You know what he calls his van?
The Mystery Machine.
No, the Vanley.
The Vanley.
Stanley's Vanley. We're talking about maybe making it like a little bit of a fun thing that I'll talk to you about after the show.
Okay.
Don't want to like give away all things. Give away all of our ideas. But you can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns, patreon.com/TommyJohns, nookshots.com, and you can find Dan.
Down by the bay, where the watermelon grow, back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, you can find me at The Room of Wreck.
The Room of Wreck.
On Twitter.
Twitter.com/The Room of Wreck. Facebook.
Instagram.
Instagram.
That's like Instagram, but it's inside your body. In your innards.
But
all of those places.
You can find them there. And we're going to let Vincent Price take us out here. But here we go. Goodbye, folks.